This is titled, Oh, the Places You'll Go. I always find it ironic for how much I dislike writing. Yet I always find extreme peace in it when I'm entering a new chapter in my life. I guess it's my way of reminding myself that my comfort zone is never a place I should dwell in too long. See, the crazy part about life is we hope to change and grow every single day, but it terrifies us when life does the same. Is it the memories, the laughter, and love we're afraid to let go that may never be what it once was? It's very possible. But see, life wasn't intended for us to think in such a manner. In fact, life is meant for us to be externally grateful for every loss, transition that comes our way. It's in these moments when we have the opportunity to alter the script, to accomplish all the goals and to be bold in a way that the past simply didn't allow. So let's go. Let's be great. Absolutely nothing can stop us except us. Now, how will all this play out? Some may never know. Oh, the places you'll go. What's going on, man? Welcome back to In My Bag. You're in the building with your boy Jiggy. I want to thank you for joining us here on In My Bag on what I believe is the sixth episode of season two. It's going by much faster than I thought, and we're going to keep chugging along, get all the way up to the teens for this season. Like I said, welcome back. I feel like it's been a few weeks since we last spoke, so it always feels good to me. I get on here every time and I say this is my favorite thing to do in my life. With everything I've been able to experience and continue to grow in creatively, this was the foundation of where a lot of it began. So I love talking to you all. I love how we can get the opportunity to grow together and get in our bags. I appreciate you if you're listening. I hope since the last time we talked in on episode 5, which was All We Got Is All You Need, you've been able to input some of those things into your life. Of course, that episode being based around the idea that, you know, culture and society feels like we need people, outside people. We need a ton of resources. We need all these things to happen to become who we think we want to be. And that's just simply not the case. In fact, it's so important that we understand what we're lacking, you know, who we want to become, the necessary things that it's going to take. So, and then all that other stuff comes with it, which is a beautiful thing in the way that life is, you know, truly intended for us to be. So if you haven't already, make sure you go check out that episode. I feel like there were some great things said in there, and I was really excited to hear a lot of people reach out. So that was awesome. But moving on, man, let's get straight to this episode, which is titled Consistency is Everything. I'm really excited about this episode. I feel like I was blessed enough to be able to get some inspiration and some, you know, encouragement from some other people in my life, but just doing a lot of soul searching, like I said, about the next chapter of what I think my life is heading towards and, you know, how I feel like a lot of us can relate to this season and transition of where we're at. Before I get into it, I'm sure you heard the Oh, the Places You'll Go interlude that started off on this episode. And that basically consisted of waking up one morning the other day, last week, and just, you know, having some things happen the previous couple of days where I was beginning to realize, okay, you know what, it's time to move on to the next chapter. And not meaning like, you know, this special moment, but just understanding summer's over. Right. That was such an amazing time. You know, I was out in Brooklyn, and for some of us, you might have had a job or an internship, you know, doing these things. But I think as you know, September rolls around, late August, it's time that we, you know, again, transition. Right. We're getting ready to head back to school. We're getting ready to, for some of my friends, a lot of people out there listening are getting ready to start true adulthood, post-grad life. You know, you got people that are going through things, people that are thriving. Just a lot of things going on. So, you know, that was my way of saying, oh, the places you'll go. Thinking about how all the things that we feel like life is made for and the things that we would like to see don't always consist of that. But in actuality, you know, being optimistic, you know, having excitement about the journey is ultimately endless. And, you know, oh, the places you'll go. So I hope you enjoy that. You know, I wrote it and it was really awesome for me to be able to just kind of express myself to you all in that light. But moving on, man, as we get into this episode, consistency is everything. When you're thinking about that title, when you're thinking about that meaning, you know, obviously we understand what it is consistency is and how, you know, it's been inputted into a lot of our lives since, you know, we were probably really young. And that's, you know, one of those things that I think whether you're in school, whether you're in sports, you've been familiar with the term. So I'll just tell you the definition before we talk about it. And consistency is the conformity in the application of something, typically that which is necessary for the sake of logic, accuracy, or fairness. Another one is the way in which a substance, typically a liquid, holds together thickness or viscosity. I don't know what that one is. I don't know why I read that one. But basically, the first definition, it embodies the term in some ways, you know, talking about how we have to apply it. It's the application of something. You can't have something in your life. Okay, I get it now. The consistency of a liquid. Okay, I get it. Sorry. I had to process it in my head. But basically, when we're applying consistency into our life, you know, we're looking at whether that's in our, you know, in our fitness, whether that means in our profession or our creativity, you know, these different things that when consistency is lacking, it shows and it says it's necessary for the sake of logic, accuracy, and fairness. You know, I think that's super important because a lot of us will be consistent in certain areas of our life. But then unfortunately, you know, based off different things that we're all going to talk about here, it lacks in other areas. And that's our goal ultimately, right? We say to get in our bags, which is, you know, financial, mental, creative, all these things that we want to be prospering and growing in. We got to be consistent in all those things. It can't be one without the other because then we're lacking, you know, what we could be given to both of them, which is super important. So we got two phases for this one. And of course, we close with the three stacks, but we're going to get started. Waste no more time for phase one. First thing I want to say is, if you feel like you're killing it and you're thriving and you do not have areas in your life that you don't need any improvement in, then this message is probably not for you. So if you're still listening, I appreciate you. But for certain individuals like myself, like I feel like a lot of us are because we're very like-minded on this podcast, is there's some things lacking. And, you know, there's certain manifestations, there's certain things that we would love to be happening instantly in our lives, but that's simply just not the way things work. So these are for the individuals that are growing through a season, that are transitioning and are just looking for some extra motivation, but more importantly, some real obtainable, you know, changes that can have long lasting effects for the entire rest of your life. So first thing I will say is consistency is the bridge between dream and reality. And I feel like that's extremely important. So basically, when we're talking about consistency, we feel like from an early age, you might have had a dream, or recently you've had a dream about what you would like or what you would want or what you fantasize over. But the truth of the matter is it just doesn't match your current reality. And if it does, that's absolutely amazing. But there's always going to be things, like I said, that, you know, wish to be somewhere that we're not. We wish to be done with something that we're doing. We wish to have certain individuals in our life that are no longer there. You know, these are all dreams, but that's just not the reality. And it's so important that we understand the difference between a dream and a reality, because what can manifest that dream is consistency, and it becomes your reality. You know, and that's one of those things. It may not look the way you want it to. It may not be the things or the certain, you know, individuals that you imagine, but it will become your reality, and you will have all those things and all those emotions and all those accomplishments from your dream. And we'll talk about more in depth later how not only is there a figurative difference between dream and reality, there's a literal, you know, meaning, and talking about how one takes very long and the other can happen in a dream. So I think you know where I'm going with that. But moving on, another one is consistency is the evidence of maturity. That's super powerful. You think about how, you know, when we're younger, right? I can think for me, it's crazy. I'm still trying to understand how the hell I became in my mid-20s almost. I'm being dramatic because I'm only 22, but still, not a teenager anymore, right? And if you're a teenager, that's awesome. And you can already think of, you know, certain things that you're improving on. But for me, there's so many things that I lacked as a teenager, and consistency was definitely top three, meaning I was just kind of letting the wind, you know, take me wherever it wanted to. I was influenced by this thing. I was trying to do these things, you know, just feeling so overwhelmed. and feeling like I, not that I had to be somebody that I wasn't, I didn't feel that pressure, but the truth of the matter is I simply was, you know, just based off my decision making and my choices, you know, people I surrounded myself with, all those kinds of things. And that's important to realize, you know, because when you can be consistent over time and long lasting and find yourself, you know, developing discipline and being more accountable for your actions, you're maturing. You're growing, you know, and growing is not sexy, right? You know, the truth be told is like, in terms of how it looks and how it feels, some of that other stuff, you know, prior to being mature and having consistency looked a lot more fun. But in terms of like, you know, when you're growing mature, certain things that, you know, you're looking for, they got to be powerful. They got to make you feel something that you never felt before. They got to, more importantly, have you feeling like you're growing towards getting to that next level of who you want to become. And that's a perfect transition because, you know, the next thing I want to continue to talk about is how, you know, there's levels to this. You know, there's levels to consistency. You can have one level of consistency in your life, you know, today or for a couple of months. But as soon as that is mastered and you feel like, OK, I've overcome this level of my life, or I'm back in the gym and doing this, it's going to be another level. You know, we should never be satisfied with what minimal progress looks like. And I genuinely do find that I duly believe that, you know, there's not a certain level of gratification, or there's not a certain moment, or, you know, let alone a person that can signify your growth or your progress. So for us to hold ourselves, you know, consistent, we just have to take the mindset that we're just trying to, you know, continue to master our levels, not thinking about what's the last one or what that is. That's going to come at the very end of your life, God willing, right? So like, wherever you are, wherever you right now, it's just important that you master that level. And I'm, trust me when I tell you, I am right there with y'all trying to figure it out. You know, when we're consistent, we won't be full of happiness today and sad tomorrow. I think that's something that I've talked about and struggling with, just being so grateful and so opportunistic about what my future holds. But then like, wake up tomorrow and be like, damn, how am I going to get there without this? And I'm doing here. No, that's not the mindset you want. You know, you can't have faith one day and be fearful the next. You have to be consistent in all those things. And once you do these things, you know, consistency becomes like a rhythm. You know, you think about something like, you know, when you see somebody that has persevered through things that have gone wrong in their life, whether that's certain medical issues, certain, you know, family issues, certain financial issues, they were at one point in time lacking all those things, but were able to develop a consistency and a mindset, you know, and a level that allowed them to get into a rhythm and a flow to overcome that and accomplish whatever they wanted to. The same goes for you. It's so hard to think about the end of school when you're still in school, but ultimately for you to get there, you understand you just got to get into a flow of things and finish that out. I'm there right now. You know, if you're not seeing the health goals that you wanted to, mentally or physically, you know, you got to make sure that you're loving yourself more, that you're making sure you surround yourself with people that, you know, input positivity and joy in your life. If you're not in the gym, if you're in the gym 3 days out of the 7 days a week, then it's got to be more consistent. If you're working hard in the gym, but drinking and smoking and eating, you know, unhealthy, that's not consistency, right? We want to navigate through our distractions and make adjustments. And that's the hardest part, bro. That is the hardest part. And that's the part that I'm going to talk about, you know, really next. Next right here. And that's going to close out phase one. And it's basically, you must get through who you are not before you work to become who you are. And that might sound confusing, so I'll break that down a second. I want to give credit to that, of course, to Pastor Torre, this podcast that I listened to, One Church in LA. But he said this, and it really hit me to my core, and I feel like a lot of people here can relate to that. We just talked about all the things that can happen when we lack consistency, right? You know, whether that's lacking a rhythm of flow, lacking positivity, lacking mastering on a level, maturity, dreams, right? All these things. The truth of the matter is that's not a representation of who we are, right? Because when we're talking about getting in our bags, we're our most happy self. We are our most financially driven self. We're our most creative self. All these things that we know we are capable of becoming and truly who we are, right? So before we grow and work towards who we are, we must unravel and get through who we aren't. Right. And that's so, so, so strenuous. That takes so much time because we've worked up and we developed these habits and we're influenced by all these things. Social media, friends, pressures, depression, anxiety that we just constantly build up in our head that we can't even clutter or can't imagine our dreams because we're so stuck in our reality. Well, let me tell you this, your reality is true and where you at, but it does not define who you are. It cannot define who are you becoming, and it cannot let you underachieve anything that was made for your destiny. And that's important that you believe that shit. It's so important because then once you can admit that to yourself, then it's time to do the hard part and think about, okay, what temptations are being, input into my mind, into my heart. What people do I have around me that ultimately are probably not healthy for my mind or my heart? You know, what choices? Am I working as hard as I can creatively, or am I being complacent? Am I, you know, being all the things that I want to be, or am I just kind of like, dare I say, half-assing it? Right. And that's tough. I think that's the part that I'm in right now. And it takes forever where I'm like, OK, I'm adjusting. And what we're going to talk about in phase two is what it looks like once you begin to input consistency in your life. Like I'm working towards there, but I know I can't fully focus on all of that yet just because I'm still trying so hard to battle my demons and unbecome all the things that I don't think I truly am about so that I can become who I am, you know? So that's super important, man. That's the last thing I want to say about phase one is that the process of unbecoming is the longest, capital L-O-N-G-E-S-T, longest process on your journey, man. And that's important that we understand that and take all of that into, you know, our heads and our hearts, and hopefully doesn't go out one ear and out the other. I'm going to have to go back and listen to this podcast because it's just so important, man. Consistency is everything. So we're going to take a little break here and then we're going to come back and talk about phase two. And we want to begin to envision, right? You know, I always feel like on In My Bag, we beat ourselves up and we do the dirty work, the hard work on the first part of the episode, because we understand that, like, yes, we're working towards getting in our bags, but there's days and there's times when we just simply aren't doing that. But on the second half of the episode, and what we're about to get to is, okay, well, what can be done to get us out of those dark times, to overcome, you know, our struggles, to be able to become the best version of ourselves? And that's what we're going to do here. You are tuning to In My Bag with your boy Jiggy. This is episode 6. Consistency is everything. Let's keep rocking, baby. Yes, sir, man. Welcome back to In My Bag. We have just been chugging along here, man, on consistency is everything. You know, I feel like ultimately this message or this podcast can really, you know, change our visions. It can change our mindset and, you know, change our reality. And that's, if we can do that every episode, then we're doing the damn thing. So hopefully you enjoyed the first half, phase one of what we talked about. If you were able to take some notes or just looking for a tiny recap, we're just talking about how consistency, you know, I say the word 1,000 times, but we're going to drill it into our heads, is that consistency, ultimately, whether we admit it or not, is lacking in all of our lives. There are certain areas where it's more powerful and more, you know, integrated, but there's a lot of places in our lives where we're just not able to be consistent. And that is okay. Like, let me be very clear. I know I was tough on the first half of talking about, you know, exposing all the things that we lack. But it's very important to understand that life happens, right? And not a single person under the sound of my voice is perfect, including the person is speaking. In fact, he's probably the last perfect person. But consistency is one of those minimal things in our life that when we're talking about, regardless of our struggles, regardless of our mistakes, regardless of our shortcomings, there's nothing that can stop us from becoming ultimately who we were destined to be. And consistency can help us achieve that. Not faster, not you know, the way we see it, but at the end of the day, we're going to get there. And that's very important. That's very important, man. So let's talk about, once we are able to input consistency in our lives, right? Even if it's from a minimal standpoint, because we just talked about how the process of unbecoming is the longest process on the journey. So obviously that's going to take some time, and that's fine, you know, because we're human and we're going to talk about that. But ultimately you'll find that as you're unbecoming, you're becoming, right? So meaning you're inputting, you're valuing consistency, you're allowing yourself to be more disciplined, to make more intelligent choices in our creativity, in our finances, in our opportunities, you know, our friendships, our relationships, all these things begin to kind of coexist at one another on a higher frequency, which is, you know, indescribable. It's low-key euphoric if you've been able to feel that before. You know exactly what I'm talking about. But when you can do this, you'll be able to, like I just said, experience the riches of your life. Understand that, like, there's feelings and there's opportunities and there's all these, you know, fantasies that we've made up in our head that are very obtainable. They just don't look the way we expect them to. And that's the thing, is we're all guilty of having plans or visions, which are very important to have. I'm not saying just throw away your dreams or what you're working towards, spent years and going to school. But I'm just asking you, and I'm challenging you along with myself, to reassess the way you're going to get there, right? And we understand that consistency is a big part of that. Another extremely valuable, just lesson and overall, you know, goal of ours is to not compare ourselves to anyone. You know, in fact, comparisons, I feel like they lead to fear and procrastination. And those are two terrifying words as a creative, as a student, as a woman, as a man, you know, all these things, regardless of which you're you know, finding yourself to be in this estate, you know, of mind, of life. If you fear and you procrastinate, that's the exact derivative and, you know, I'm sorry, the counter effect of consistency, right? And I think for myself and for a lot of us, it shows when we procrastinate. It shows when we're terrified about the future. You know, there's a lot of areas in our life where we get on Instagram, and we get on Twitter, and we get on Snapchat. I know I got a few friends, a few people that I know, or, you know, I know you got somebody you follow, where it's like, damn, this person was literally just living a regular life, but once they made a video, or once they, you know, went viral, or once they, you know, did certain things, whether that be to their appearance or their, you know, opportunity, they became famous instantly, right? And receive millions and millions of people that approve and applaud what they do, but they're getting gratification. And it's like, damn, I wish I could do that, right? You think about, there's likable things that I do in life. We can all say that, you know, there's certain qualities that I could have and activate on, but that's not what we're looking for. You know, in fact, anything that has happened fast probably will not last. And I say probably because there's certain things, if you do great things that are rooted on purpose and consistency, they have a major opportunity to last. But that's like building a legacy and doing all that great stuff. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the clout. I'm talking about the temptation. I'm talking about the disrespect. I'm talking about all these things that we see everywhere when we wake up and we go on social media, or we're looking at a blog or whatever it may be, that embody what we think is fame, embody what we think is success, what we think is gratification. And that's not the case. These, you know, I'm who this is for. The message that I'm trying to explain is, you know, this is for people that are willing to be consistent in their areas of life, so that if you are, you know, blessed with the opportunity to go viral, if you are blessed with the opportunity to be successful financially, you know, mentally, relationship, whatever it is that allows you, you know, euphoric emotions, you're able and you're prepared for it based off consistency. You know, I was ready for the opportunity to move to New York and, you know, do those things based off how I feel like I was able to be consistent and being alone and traveling and going these places and doing these different things, that even though I understood it was going to be a tough challenge and a place that I definitely would have to overcome, you know, fear, anxiety, days of depression, I felt like I could do it. Just because I feel like I had been consistent in that area of my life enough. And I was able to take a chance and, of course, lack and make mistakes and, you know, fall into all these things that I would have not liked to do. But I was met with so much more. I was met with crazy opportunities that I wouldn't have even known how to dream. You know, at the time summer started and I was able to develop a rhythm and be consistent with working out. And okay, if I'm not going on the gym, I'm going on a run. Okay, if I don't have to go to work, I don't have a meeting, I'm going to a coffee shop and I'm gonna start a radio. I'm going to write out a podcast. I'm going to, you know, build some content. I'm gonna do these things, right? These are all things that we do when we feel like we're motivated and we're passionate. And if we can be consistent, it just becomes, you know, a rhythm and a flow to our life. And that's ultimately what we wanted to see. Next thing I want to talk about is never count out a person who never quits. Ever. And I feel like there's a few people that are listening that you can think of a certain individual, or you can just look in the mirror and think of, there was some times, right? There was some times where it looked like the sky was falling. You know, it felt like ultimately who you were, who you're becoming, just was never going to manifest. That a person you lost, or whether that be to death or, you know, fear and all these different things, would be able to deteriorate who you were becoming. It would take hold of you. But you didn't let that stop you. The fact that you're still here, the fact that you woke up today, the fact that you're listening to this on whatever it may be, wherever you're at, the fact that you were able to overcome this speaks to your resiliency. It speaks to your dedication. Depression did not define you. Anxiety did not deny you of an opportunity to be able to become a better person. We're meant to struggle. You know, that's what I want to be clear. I said later I was going to talk about dreams and reality. The reality of what this takes, we are meant to struggle. We are meant to make mistakes. You hear people say this all the time, but how we respond, are we consistent in our response? Are we going to let one thing happen to us and we're going to overcome it and be positive? But if something greater happens, you know, to us, because it will, are we going to crumble and fall apart? That's not to say you can't hurt. That's not to say you can't cry. I've done both those things. I feel you. You know, that's not to say that you can take time to grieve, but ultimately your future, your family, your purpose, you know, your success, all your dreams are counting on you to overcome your reality. And consistency is going to allow you to do that with absolutely no question. You know, it's just one of those beautiful things. Life is always going to show us who we are and who we aren't. There's going to be times where we want to do something, or there's times where we're scared to do something. But when we can be consistent in our decisions, we can make the appropriate ones. And by appropriate, I don't mean right or wrong, but the appropriate ones for our betterment, right? Like, meaning like we can be able to grow through this. So, okay, if I make the wrong decision, that's okay. I might fall 20 times in 1 month or 1 week by my own standards, but I'm going to be consistent. I'm going to get back up and keep kicking life's ass. I'm not going to stop right here and think that, okay, well, damn, I tried. So what? No, you're too strong. You're too gifted. You're too driven to let that define you. And you know, the last couple of things I want to say, just two more things here, is more importantly, is our culture is literally promoting instant success and gratification. So when you see those things happen, do not think for one second that your work is not manifesting, that people aren't watching you, people aren't praying for you, people aren't doubting you behind the scenes. You can't ever give up on yourself, and don't think that your progress is determined by what you see or what you lack. That is not the case. What defines you is your resilience. What defines you is your heart. What defines you is your mental. And these are all things that don't happen on our exterior. They are inside us, you know, and that takes time. That takes time. You know, you can manifest, you can work as hard as you want to when nobody's watching, and do not think for one second that that won't come back to elevate you at another time, you know, to master a level and be ready for the next. The last thing that I want to say as we talk about all these things before we do the three stacks, you know, close this out, is we talk about how we lacked consistency for the last 30 minutes. We talk about how and what we can do once we implement consistency for the next 30, for the last 30 minutes, right? The last thing that I want to say is it's so imperative and is most important that when you are unbecoming who you are, because you will and I will, and we'll do it together, you know, we're going to change what we're lacking. But as we continue to prepare who we are and we prepare for implementing consistency, understand that you haven't been you long enough, right? This is the, I feel like I constantly quote Nipsey, but this is a marathon. This is a marathon, not a race. You know, like I said, if this goes the way it should, it will take you your entire life to accomplish every single thing you want. I'm not saying you gotta wait till 45 to have kids and you gotta be 36 to get married. No. All that stuff is already written, and it's going to manifest for a lot of us far much sooner than we can anticipate, right? But I'm talking about your entire legacy, your entire existence. We will accomplish all those things, but it is going to take time. There's going to be levels, right? So we haven't been that next level or that version of ourself long enough to even dream about that. It's just so important that we take discipline and we be consistent about where we are right now. That's all you got to do, right? Like, I may not be where I'm at, you know, health-wise, or I'm not be mentally in a season where I'm thriving, but that's okay. My only job right now is to be consistent and loving and seeking help and growing through what I have to do right now. So come the next chapter, come the next season, I can activate on a level of happiness. Creatively, I'm in a creative block. I feel like I got no motivation. I feel like there's so many people that are more talented than me. No, all I have to do is be consistent of where I'm at right now. Think about the creative opportunities that I know exist and how can I execute them. I don't need anybody else to tell me what to do or how to create. I can do that right now. And if I'm lacking inspiration, I know there's certain things in life that ultimately speak to what I want to become. I'm just going to create that shit right now until it happens. So understand, man, last thing, you haven't been you long enough, meaning you will always be working towards becoming a better version of yourself, and embrace that and love that for yourself. Last three things we want to talk about here on In My Bag, episode 6, is our three stacks. Those are the three things that we always take away based off what we talked about for this entire episode that we can easily implement into our life immediately and be able to understand when we input them, there will be instant and long-lasting gratification, right? First one is the dream is easy. Consistency of reality is a lifelong process that will exist for eternities. Talked about it, man. I hope tonight we all fall asleep. Whenever you listen to this, you have a dream of being consistent, of what it looks like, of all the things that will happen to you and all the things that will come to you by way of being consistent and all the things you're going to change. But the truth of the matter is the consistency and the reality of that is going to be a process, and that hopefully we wake up the next morning and we understand how grateful we are to be in this position, learn the things that we learn, and we start that process immediately. And I think that's something that we all can do far much sooner than we realize, even today. The second thing is, even when you lose, you win. Right? We talked about it's okay to be imperfect. It is totally normal to make mistakes. But understand, when life does things to you or life takes things away from you, even when you lose by what people would be considered losing or even ourselves, you win. You win, man. You win, 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 like J-Rock says. Right? You win because in that moment, we have a choice to fold or mold. To fold or mold, man. It's one of those things where it takes us and it consumes us, or it builds us and it elevates us for greater things. And so you win. The last thing, but certainly not least, is it will not happen the way you intend or plan for it. Let me say that one more time. It will not happen the way you intend or plan for it. And I know that sounds tough because we talked about all the things that consistency can do once it's implemented, and it might sound a bit contradictive. But I say that because I think we all can think about where we are right now in life, that when we were a child or when we were a beginning teenager, whatever it was, we could have never imagined how we would get here, how we feel the way we felt, and why things are the way they are. So it's great to have a plan. It's great to be consistent in that plan and be able to abide by it. But be open to life's journeys. Understand that things that happen to you are happening for you. And as you find yourself in new situations, you're venturing out, you're moving to different cities, you're meeting new people, you're growing your mind and your body and your finances, you will have no idea how the hell you got there, right? And that is the beautiful part. And that is the beautiful part of life, man. So I really hope that you inputted every single thing we talked about here, including the three stacks. You know, consistency is everything. If somebody wants to tally how many times I said consistency in this episode, and you can count it, and I'll say it one more time, consistency, please let me know. But that is only, and I'll Venmo you $40, right? I'm dead serious. But I will say it 100 times if I have to, for us to understand what the title of this episode is consistency is everything. And regardless of if we lack it or not, regardless of if we feel like we're capable of achieving it, we simply are. And it's up to us to become these things. So I always say, man, I love y'all. I appreciate you. God bless you. And feel like ultimately we can all accomplish and put consistency into our life immediately. Until next time, it's time to get in our bag. It's time to be consistent. You know what time it is. Cheese.